So he was saying over here, page Kuf Pei Beis, that a person who has Gashas Ruach, his offer is not aroused for Tchias HaMesa. He says, offer is an interesting thing. Offer is the lowest of the low of the different Lusitis. Offer is the source of the person's very, very physical reality, not even eating and drinking, just being, just physical, just state of Atzus, Atzus, Yush, just a state of being. That's it. Offer, on the other hand, is what grows, is the source of tzvicha of everything which a person has. So looking at myself as offer, that all I am is offer, right? Malachi offer me, everyone says, is that's what allows me to grow, to produce. If I look at myself, which all I am is I'm a nothing. I'm a lowly of the low, lowest of the low, that allows me to produce because I recognize my position vis-a-vis my creator. If I look at myself as a nothing, I'm not going to do anything because I'm just B'ayish. So offer has both elements. He says so that there's two yitziras over there. There's two yuds. So offer functions as a yitzir for Olam Hazeh and a yitzir for Olam Habah. Offer can function as a person who ends up just being in Olam Hazeh, never leaving it. Offer can be the source, but allows him. Offer itself can be the source that allows him to go to Olam Habah. Okay. So Zel, so let's pick up another paragraph. It says, so the truth is, when a person is machnia in front of his creator, doesn't destroy you and lower you. He overcame that feeling that I'm a nothing. But the opposite is true. It brings out, as it were, that the karech of hachnoah can be the source of growth. Darsh Rava, Iskar Shomer Ramavino, Vanech Offer Be'efer, Zochel Bono Vashay Mitzvahs. By saying I'm Offer Be'efer, Yuzechel Tu Mitzvahs. Efer Porav Offer Soita. So, you got two mitzvahs. Mikanami Kisi Adam, Hosim Hecher Mitzvah, Iko Hanol Lech. Okay. Amatar Skar has to me. There's no such thing as, well, we'll decide to give you a reward, but the reward is not an intrinsic expression of what just happened. You know, you learn this, we'll give you a dollar. A dollar is not an expression of the real reality of what just happened. It's a way to reward you. So Rashi was rewarded, said, I'm not going to offer Afer. He gets Afer Parah. He gets offer, right? He gets the offer of Soita. And the more says that Kisidam is Hashem Mitzvah. Talking about Mamash Hanoah, Mamash, it benefits Klal Yisrael. There's a benefit directly to Klal Yisrael through these two things. Because he said, Afer Afer. Those are expressions of what he accomplished in saying Afer Afer. The Afer Afer shall have Ramavino. Some Chorukli is a Kedusha. It created something. What it create? Chazal said that Afer Soita is the process of Shalom Bayis. It brings back the couple together, addresses this horrible rift between the two of them, is addressed through Afer Soita. Tar Mitumas Meis, Afer Parah is Tar Mitumas Meis, which is Kapara Maisa Egel. Where did that come from? Calls that Somach Meachnos of Ram Avino Ad Offer. Avram was able to lower himself down to the point of Offer, Afer, and Offer Afer. And by doing so, out of that grew this Kayak of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. When your person truly my fingers up about this creator, tremendous things happen. And that's the second element of what offering Adam is. It's a creation of, not the creation which leads him to Olam Hazeh, it's a creation which gives him the ability to generate Olam Haba. Okay. Just just a few points over here. So first thing, he points out that offer, and our, and you know, for our purposes, is the vehicle for tzmiach. Alam Haba, the Rebbe Chaim says the person's Alam Haba, the same idea that, you know, he's saying from the same way. It's not the pshat is that the Barsham, you know, says, listen, you're a good boy, you get 55 jewels, etc. You know, Alam Haba. Alam Haba is that what you do expresses itself in the terms of Alam Haba, and therefore what you've accomplished is actually the scar. The scar and what you've accomplished are one. He says, Lehepach, Gehenim is the Tumah, but the Beira is Gehenim. Right? We don't understand what a Tumah is, but the Neshama hates being in the situation of Tumah. First, doesn't have Beira, he creates Tumah. After he's Nifter, his Neshama goes into the Tumah that he created. And the pain is the pain of Gehenim. That's the pain of Gehenim. And the opposite, a person creates Kedusha. That's Olam Haba. The Neshama is Freilach enjoys being in a state of Kedusha. You created that Kedusha. You made it with your mitzvah. So it's not that you're getting persons paying you star. It mamash grew out of what you did. It's a tzmich. The second point, which, you know, he talks about, he has a whole sefer on, you know, Simicha and Binyan, that there's two steps to process of building a person, by Tomach Chinuch, is there are building blocks. You teach them certain things, etc. And you train them to do certain things, etc. Those are building blocks. That's Binyan. Then you create certain ideas in the person, which as a person matures and develops, they develop with the person, and they become out to be the defining elements of the person. That's Smicha. The problem is when people try and hasten the process, you know, you can't expect from a 8-year-old, what you expect from a 16-year-old. Right? It has to develop. It has to grow. You can put the ideas and some of the concepts in it, and as the person will develop, these ideas will expand with the person. They'll grow out of it. He calls that the kach of tzmicha, which is in the person. So if you take that and apply it to what he's saying over here, I think it's an interesting idea that he's saying that the Baruch Hashem created man with offer, as offer. You know, reality is we could have been created like a malachim out of you know, the most powerful things. Right? The Baruch Hashem created us badafka in a way which has elements of being lowly. Because the greatest heights human being can accomplish is by feeling that element vis-a-vis his creator that allows him to, as it were, develop and connect with creator in a way which would be impossible otherwise. So that's the tzmicha. So the tzmicha of Hakadol, if they baroi, allows him to take advantage of the connection to his creator in a way which would be impossible otherwise. Hadavorim nifloyim, v'yeshish tamim mehem nifloyeh atara senar kadoshim, v'hem niflos adam atara. Imamash, you have to be nishtarmim from the chokhma, the pella of the Torah, the pella of the man which the Torah creates. Kidavka mashbal atzma l'offer mamish. The person who lowers himself, shereyas atzma offer, b'li malitzis, without any, it's not by him just a phrase. It's real. That's what creates in him the ability to regenerate in a tchias amazin. She yitziras kedusha b'tara b'ruchnis. Tchias amazin is not the pshat that the Bershom starts over again. Tchias amazin, he takes the person and he regenerates him in a better form. So what is that? That means that there was a kernel left in the human being, there's a seed left, which is going to expand into something greater. But we understand that I was a tchias amesim doesn't mean the goal isn't the physical regeneration. The goal is the ruchlius, which is there. So a person put a kernel of seed of kedusha, etc., which will expand into the world of tchias amesim, losilova. afara niner l'tchia kvar b'kaim chiyusa. The reason why it awakens is because he created that reality in his offer at this point in time. So remember, his point was that gasus or ruach, which is the opposite of haknoah, is the person who denies the reality of being a nivra. He's not margish the reality that all I am is a nivra vis-a-vis my bari. So the opposite of the machnia is a person who feels every fiber of his being the feeling of being a nivra. The source of being able to become a tchia is the kedusha, which is generated by feeling yourself as a nivra. Because as soon as you're a nivra, there's a burin. You have a chibur to the burin. Because what am I? I don't exist somebody else. I'm only a nivra. And it must be my source of tchia is the burin. So the person, as much as he feels that moment of all I am is the yitzir kapav of a kodesh baruch hu. So what am I? I have nothing on my own. But at that same moment, I feel that I'm part of my burden. That's a tremendous kedusha which comes out of that. That's what allows a person to be regenerated in the world of kedusha of Tchias HaMeisim. So that's his point. Haloi Davruhu, that the person who is called Adam Mikol Adam is the person who brought the greatest kedusha down to the world. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was you couldn't be the one who would be the source of bringing Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah and all the things which with the Oil Moyed and the Shekhinah and all those things which Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished, unless he had a full awareness that all he is a nivra in the hands of his burin. So, we grapple with it. We grapple with this. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a pushover. He wasn't the offer of I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. So I'm a nothing. So people walk over me. There's an ego. Yeah, okay, whatever. What do you want to do? I can't deal with an ego. I'm a nobody. Moshe Rabbeinu got up there in front of God's Kaisel and said, "Rabbi, so Toik Nish, and we're going to go. Well, we don't like you. Tough luck. I don't care whether you like me or not. What's important?" Right? He had the ability to stand up against God's Kaisel. Right. So the Rebbe Chanan said that he wants somebody asked Rebbe Chanan one time, the Chabad Chaim was a tremendous honor. So he said, "I heard the Chabad Chaim multiple times. The Chabad Chaim said, I'm a cry for the whole generation." Chabad Chaim knew who he was. But at the same time, that same Hargosha being aware of what power he had and who he was and his position in Klal Yisrael. So Kupner Epis, the Barsham gave me that. So all I am is an Ivra. So Adarab, the more I'm aware that all I am is an Ivra, that's more and more Machai of me to take everything that I have and use it for the burin. So everything which I have becomes a vital expression of a burin. So the burin can shine through me. So Moshe Rabbeinu was on me called them. He's the one who has Shekhinah in his face. So it wasn't that he was a nobody.
So that person was a big tzaddik, did a lot. Why can't Moshe Rabbeinu be proud of his accomplishments that Hashem should choose him of all people to the Chofetz Chaim? He didn't become the Chofetz Chaim for no reason.
Theoretically, if a person uses his bechira correctly, I'm going to give you a crude mashal. Okay, I'm not thinking about a better mashal on the spot. Okay. The choice is the choice of being aware that you're a nivra. That's the choice. So therefore, I'm committed to my bar mitzvah. The more the person's aware, the biggest blockage for seeing the bar mitzvah is a person who sees himself as not a nivra. So the person who chooses to see himself as a nivra sees the bar mitzvah. So the person chooses, there's this tremendously awesome, powerful honor, a tremendous, right? The choice to go visit the monarch is his. But he walks into the palace, he sees the monarch, he has a tremendous awareness of how little he is compared to the monarch. So, yeah, the choice to walk in was, but at that point in time, he's not busy being proud of the fact that he chose to walk in and look at the king. He's just aware of how little he is compared to the king. That's what he's going to feel. And therefore, but his next emotion will be, so obviously, in that state of being, I'm here to serve my king. So I'll take all my talents and I'll dedicate it more. That choice will allow him to see the king in an even bigger throne tomorrow.
So what are we saying is that...
So he keeps regenerating a feeling of nivra by doing that.
So what are we saying is, despite the fact that a tzaddik has a right to be proud of what he's accomplished, he doesn't have emotional space for that because he's too busy being scared of Hashem.
Being aware.
Being aware of Hashem.
Right. Correct.
So, his mind is just not focused on that point.
Correct.
Although he does have it. So a rich person or a gibbar, he has no right at all to be proud because he didn't do it. But a tzaddik has a right to be proud, he just is too busy to be proud.
Right, so the pasuk says, right, So I one time said to Shadis, he didn't say you're supposed to be Mahalal, but if you want to be Mahalal, this is what you're Mahalal about. He didn't say you should be Mahalal. But so he says, Halal, Hamis Halal. If you want to be Mahalal, this is what you should be Mahalal. Right? So, yeah. But the person who's truly in that state of being is so aware of the reality of that he's in, it's like the stupidest thing to do at that point in time. I have a much greater reality that I'm being aware of. So how's a child room for being Mahalo? But you're right, theoretically he's accomplished something tremendous.
With David, this Gemara in Brachos, it says David praised himself, and the Gemara asked about it. Don't really praise, what's he doing, praising himself? I forgot the...
What's always for the Gemara?
Get up
3 hours.
I'm busy.
Spend the whole day, hunting and whatever, partying. And I get up early and I learn Torah. And that I'm busy. Being Mishamish Klai, so my hands are full of dam of Shir and Shvilya, Timatari Shalabala. I'm a good guy, right? The more doesn't fall. The more, if I recall correctly, the more. The more doesn't. It's not bad. Some wrong. What do you say? Now there is another nakuna which you have to be aware of. There's a very important Chavis Lvovus. Chavis Lvovus points out that even a person is barakah do a mitzvah. Mikra, then the scar that he gets is only on the bechira, not on the result. Because the person, a person decides he's going to do a tzedakah campaign, and he throws himself into the tzedakah campaign, and he runs day and night, and etc. Whether he'll make any money, it's up to the very early. It's not up to him. So to go, Baruch Hashem, I was so much tzedakah, Baruch Hashem, and I raised $15 million for stock. You didn't raise $15 million. The person raised $15 for stock. You were barker then. Whether Russian, a person can be barker and have a heart attack and be nipped in the next second, right? The Russian allowed him to do that. Person is barker to put on tefillin, he can not be able to get out of bed, He's barker to put on tefillin. The Russian allowed him a kiss and he said, I'll let you put on tefillin also. So then I come to Russian, I put on tefillin today. Give me a scar. Russian says, excuse me, I put on tefillin on you today. No, you didn't put on tefillin. Whose hand did you use? Whose arm did you use? Whose money did you use? Right? Whose tefillin are you using? So exactly which part is yours? And the person has a chesed. Right? The pasuk says, So the Goyen says, personally, you know, you're being Baal Chesed because you pay a person according to his actions. That I do work. I deserve to get paid. It's not Chesed. I don't get Chesed for pay. Plumber comes to my house. He works very hard. Essentially, he says, "You know, I want to get paid. If you, I'm being Baal Chesed, I'll pay you. I'm being Baal Chesed, I'll pay you. It's a job. I did my job. I did it to the merchant. I'm being Baal Chesed, I'll pay you." So what the guy says, because like, what part of it is yours? What do you do? It's yours. So you used your mind. And who's that also? Excuse me. Right? So the only thing is the bechira. So the Rashi is mechadish that the bechira is you get scar for the ma'aseh also. So it's very hard. Yeah, bechira is kabbal gazah. You know, but the ma'aseh when you look at all you've accomplished, all you just be humbled. I told you over the work for Rizal Talbot and Parsha Vistana. I told you every once, I have to say it over again. Okay, he said like this. Veskanan Lashem Basi Lamor, Zakrashi Lashem Matnaskin. So Marsha Vistana like this. He says, Marsha, listen. Sadiqim, even though they have Yeshbiyar Taramaisim Taibim, they only Mavakash Matnaskin. So Russia looks at Russia. Listen, I could have asked the scar of all the things I accomplished. I should go to Russia, so, but I'm cheap. I'd rather keep the scar for myself. I want you to give me the right to go to Israel for free. He's a Jew, a dirty Jew. Like, you know, right? Cheapskate Jew. Pay? No, I don't want to pay. I'd rather get it for free. Like, why should I pay if I get it for free? What's the point? What does Chazal say? So imagine it's 1938 and the Hitler Yamach Shemar is about to put his plan into motion. And you're a multi-billionaire and you hear that, you know, that he's about to do this. You say, you know what? I'm going to go and negotiate with him. You fly to Brooklyn. And you negotiate with Hitler Yamach Shemar and he's asking him not to kill any Jews. And you pay him billions and billions of dollars to compensate you. You have to sell every single company that you've had. Then you have to sell your mansion. You sell all of your cars. You sell all of your clothes. You sell everything. You're left in the street, penniless, and with nothing. You have to have food. But you save 6 million Jews. You're going to wake up the next day, you probably haven't eaten in 48 hours. So you turn your eyes happy and say, listen, better shalom. You know, I don't deserve breakfast at least. You know, I'm starving. You know, look what I did. Right? He says, no, it's not what you say. He said, better shalom. Saving one human life, one Jewish life, is like saving a whole world. And you're mazaka me with the opportunity to save 6 million Jews, 6 million Jewish lives. The truth is, I'm humbled to no end that you gave me such a chesed, and I'm indebted to you for if even I would live a million years, I can never pay you back for the chesed you did to me. Allow me to lose such a wonderful thing, and I don't deserve anything. But Rosh Hashanah, you know, you're a big Baal Chesed, and I'm really hungry. As a child, man, you can also get, besides the Chesed, and that can also give me breakfast. Rosh Hashanah comes over and says, Rosh Hashanah, you're a mazak and me to be the one who took the Pais on Mitzrayim. And what can I give back to you? Well, I owe you so much. I'm the person who brought Torah to Klai Yisrael. I'm the person who taught Torah to Klai Yisrael in the middle of 40 years. I owe you. You gave me so many opportunities, such beautiful things. I owe you forever. I couldn't have the chutzpah to even dream to ask for anything. But you're such a big Baal Chesed. Maybe Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu so also. That's why he's Mazrub Shah. It's such a gorgeous vort. But you can't think of that vort unless you're holding by the butt. That's not a vort you think of. It's a vort when the mouth of a person comes out in such a vort. Okay, now I heard the vort. But then the person who thought of it, it's because that's how he thinks. Every time he did a mitzvah, every time he did something good, he said, wow, the Russian was mazaking me with an opportunity. Look how much I owe him. Look how much he did to me. He's just like, I'm humbled. He's more and more humble the more he accomplishes. So he's just like, you know, each time, he's like, he's more and more aware of the chesed of the bere. So he's more humbled. He wants to, you know, he's humbled for the bere. He wants to do more. So it's this gorgeous cycle. He says, what can I give back to Kodesh Baruch Hu? I'm not trying. I'm so humble how much he's given to me. It's such a good, that's a good one.